I spent a weekend with an old Wall Street Journal friend at his retirement home on Maryland's eastern shore of the Chesapeake Bay. Gorgeous place. But I forgot my swimming trunks, so of course it turned into a spectacular swimming day. Now, I'm a fairly large gent, so there was no question of grabbing a spare off the hook. Not to worry, says my friend. Let's go to the shopping mall, and so we did, wives and all. Off to a mall that felt larger than a county in Texas or a small Caribbean nation. For those of you who have not visited the Chesapeake region of our Atlantic coast, it is still fairly unpopulated and rural, except for three large military bases nearby, which explains the size of this mall and the profusion of shops. The mall boasted three enormous stores that represent the three top retailers in America. Side by side, mega stores by any definition, and more puzzling to my mind, carrying merchandise identical in type and quality. My friend had obviously given this mall some thought, so he educated me while I tried to find a pair of swim shorts large enough to cover my generous proportions. In the first mega store, I soon found a pair of shorts that fit comfortably, if not fashionably. It was a brand name product from a big U.S. sportswear firm and reasonably priced. An inside label proclaimed, "Made in America." "No," my friend said, "let's keep going." To make a long story shorter, the second store had my shorts, but cheaper, and made in the Caribbean by a U.S. firm. At the third store, down on the left, the shorts were made in China, and 40% cheaper than the first store. That's where I bought. And I asked my friend, why didn't everybody shop at the third store, since the quality was indistinguishable, but the price difference was enormous? "You didn't see the classes of shoppers, did you?" my friend asked. I was stumped. This was not the hateful segregation of the American South of 50 years ago. Each store had an identical mix of black, white, and Latino families. I didn't get it. "Look at the cars," my friend said. Then I got it. The expensive cars were in front of the most expensive store on the right, then more modest cars, and finally the junkers down on the left. Consumers have strong self-images and buy accordingly. Military families are even more so, even when wearing civilian dress and shopping for groceries or swim shorts. In fairness, not everyone in the more expensive store were officer-class families. There were plenty of sergeants with ambition, I'm sure. Then I saw my package-laden wife, bless her, coming out of the cheap store on the left. At least I know my place. This is James Throds for the BBC's World Business Report in Washington.